Welcome to It's a Crazy World, where musicians discuss the unique lifestyles of today's artists. If you want to know how to get through the craziness of the world of music as you reach for your dreams, you won't want to miss this episode of It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to It's a Crazy World. I hope you are having a fabulous evening, and I truly appreciate you allowing me to be part of it. As an artist, I'm sure that you have had days when you just wondered if you were ever going to make it and how much you really need to give up in order to do so. Well, tonight we are going to have a young artist on the show whose name is Augie. He is part of a duo that just recently moved to the Los Angeles area, gave up everything in order to find the success that they wanted, and are well on their way to achieving their dreams. Augie is going to share his story with us, and we're going to discuss what it was that he did in order to stay strong during the tough times and what he feels are the necessities of being able to find that success. He is proof that it can be done, and that with a vision and purpose and direction, you can find your way. I'm excited about sharing his story with you, but first, we are going to listen to some of his music. This is a really fun song called Hollywood Outlaw. I know you'll love it. So we will be back with you and Augie right after this.
So you wanna be an outlaw? So you wanna be the sure shot? So you wanna take your guns all the place? So you wanna be the big shot? So you wanna live the big life? See your name in all the bright lights, breaking all the rules. Think you're cool, seems to me you're on the wrong side. Hey now, listen to the words I say. I'm okay, I'm just your modern day outlaw. You came from. Better watch your mouth, 'cause I'm a modern day outlaw. Let the church bells ring and tell them all just where I came from. Ooh. Came to Cali with my gun strong.
Came to Cali with my gun strong.
Dirty Tony, yeah, I want some. All these fancy heels, these crazy thrills, you can take it on a walk now. Hey! Ain't no fancy cars, no drugs, no skies, let me show you what I came for. Hey now, listen to the words I say. I'm okay, I'm just your modern day. Better watch your mouth, 'cause I'm a modern day outlaw. Let the church bells ring and tell them all just where I came from. Better watch your mouth, 'cause I'm a modern day outlaw. Let the church bells ring, yeah. Tell them all just where I came from. Take your ass back where you came from.
the church bells ring.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to It's a Crazy World. Today, we are speaking to Augie. He has a band called Queen of Kings, and the music you were just listening to was Hollywood Outlaw. So welcome to the show, Augie.
Yeah, and first of all, thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It's a great pleasure to be on the show. Hollywood Outlaw, it's kind of one of the first songs that we played, or I'm sorry, we wrote when moving out here. After moving from Texas and seeing kind of the lifestyle out here and all of that, it was my kind of interpretation of why we're here.
Being a Texan in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know, right? It's, you know, just to kind of give you a brief summary of the song, it's pretty much saying, like, you know, yeah, we see all the fancy stuff and all this cool stuff, but, you know, we're not forgetting why we're here. And
right.
That we're genuine.
Right. So, and that song has actually done very well in the area. It's been very successful for you.
It has. It kind of launched kind of awareness, or new awareness, I should say, of our band and the music, and started getting picked up by blogs and online radio stations and things like that. So, and then the music video was shot amazingly as well, so I think that the visual has helped a lot to bring that together.
You guys moved out here from Texas, you said, about 4 years ago, correct?
We moved 2.5 years ago. We moved from Texas to here. Yes.
Oh, okay. 2.5 years ago. Okay. Right. So you guys are very new to the Los Angeles area.
We are, but it in a weird way, it doesn't feel that way now.
It feels
like we've been here longer than that.
Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing? You feel at home?
It's a very good thing, and I think because of our music and the opportunities and the places that music has allowed us to see, it's really broadened our view and then brought us in contact with a lot of great people. And so in that way, it feels like home now.
Oh, wonderful. That's really good to hear. You hear two sides, you know. Sometimes people come to the LA area and they can't stand all the commotion and the busyness of it, and other people really enjoy it. So I'm glad that you're finding the right people and you're getting the support you need, and you're obviously accomplishing what you came out here to accomplish.
Right. And, you know, I think what helped us as well is being not that you know exactly what you're getting yourself into, especially when you're moving across country to somewhere you've never been and you don't know anyone, but we did have an open mind on saying, you know, let's be realistic of our expectations of what we're coming into. That way, you know, we have more of our feet on the ground once we're here. So I think that helped as well.
Now, what originally brought you out to the Los Angeles area?
Music. It's always been about music. Before moving out to California, we were under a different band name, and we had been touring kind of the whole Texas circuit for about 4 years. And our goal, me and Serena, have always kind of been the base of everything, and plus we've been together for so long too. But our goal is always to be the best that we can be. And so while pursuing that in Texas, we felt like we weren't accomplishing that, and we felt a little stuck. And so it had been in our minds and hearts for some time, but a few years back, we just started openly talking about it, and then we just decided to just go for it. And if you were to ask me, well, why LA? I mean, we did consider other cities, you know, we did consider like Nashville or like New York. But at the end of it all, it was just a gut feeling. Like we went with that. That's what brought us out here.
Wow. Now, I know that there are a lot of people that come to LA and struggle and fight through the whole process and never succeed. What do you think sets you apart? What do you think made it so that you did succeed, and fairly quickly, actually?
Yeah, I think what helped me, I do come from a background of business. I did get my bachelor's from Baylor University, but that I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss on the show or not, but that really doesn't mean shit until you get out on the streets and start seeing how it really gets done. But I'll always have that mentality of, like, you know, it has to be more than just music if we're gonna succeed.
Right.
And so since our existence as a band, I've always managed our band, everything that has to do with the band, whether it's the image, the branding, the business, I always manage all of that. And I think what helped us set us apart is that I truly focus on establishing a brand, and realizing that yes, we do need a team eventually to accomplish the big goals we have, but at the moment and at the time, I have to take responsibility and not think that, oh well, you know, a certain manager or a certain record label is gonna do this for me. No, you know, it's doing everything ourselves and doing it extremely well.
Right. Yeah. You kind of have to take it one step at a time, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You do.
You know what?
If you do that and really focus on doing the best that you can with all those steps, people and things do come your way to help you.
Right. Right. Well, I'm really impressed too with your professionalism, because to do everything that you're doing is not easy. And so many artists are very, very artistic and just do not want to deal with the business aspects of things. And I'm really impressed with the fact that you're willing to take things one step at a time, and you do look at it from a professional standpoint. You do take care of things that need to get taken care of. And you know that down the road, you're not going to be able to have the time. You're looking forward to the time that you can just focus on your music. But for right now, you're doing what you can with what you've got and doing it very well, doing it very professionally. And I'm really impressed.
Well, thank you. It means a lot to hear that, because as much as we want to focus on the art, a passion for me also is the business side. So I was just talking about that with my friend and director of our music videos last night. We were talking about if you truly want to make money in as a musician, as an artist, you have to realize that, yeah, it's not just about the art. You have to realize that, well, what am I doing as far as a business? What am I doing right. as far as branding? How can I balance both? And I think a lot of times as an artist, you know, it's like you said, it can be difficult to say, oh, well, you know, it's time to focus on the numbers or focus on this and that. But it's very important to do so.
Yeah, I know. I do say frequently that if you treat your music like it's a hobby, it's going to treat you like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, it'll treat you like a business. And you do have to take care of the business aspects of your art, whether it be hiring somebody to do it or doing it yourself. And
right.
So many artists pour out their heart and soul in writing music, but then they're very, very protective of their music and they don't want anybody else involved, but yet they don't know the business aspects of the industry and don't want to deal with it, and then they wonder why they don't succeed. And that is a very right. hard thing to overcome. It really is. I do understand why musicians would be very protective of their art. Obviously, it is something that they have poured everything into. It's a piece of them. It's not a typical 8-to-5 job, and so it is really difficult. But you do have to let go of the reins at some point and put people around you that really know the industry and can support you and get that music out there. But if you do just treat it like a hobby, it's not going to be successful. But obviously you have figured that out and you have been very professional with it.
Right. True. And it also helps. I mean, even if you're barely starting out or eventually you want to, like, hire other people or have a team, it does help to at least at the beginning do things yourself to get a good understanding of what's going on. Otherwise, you know, you don't want to bring people in who are just doing a crappy job for you or just wanting to take advantage of you.
Oh, that's very true too. As long as you understand the business well enough to keep an eye on things, you're very right. Now, your music, you have a duo. It's you and Serena, correct?
Yeah, so we've both individually been doing music almost our entire lives. My dad grew up in Mexico playing trombone in bands. And so I've been, you know, around music since I was a child. And then Serena has also been singing in churches since she was like 12 years old back in Texas. But we've actually been together for a very long time. Wow. Since we were young teenagers, actually.
Really? How did you meet? If you're from Mexico, how did you guys end up meeting? Or have you been in the United States for a while?
No. I mean, I was born and raised in Texas.
Okay.
And so Serena was born in Chicago and then moved to New Hampshire. But her family eventually ended up in Texas when she was around 9 years old, I believe.
Wow.
So anyways, we both grew up in churches there in Texas, and that's kind of where we both got involved in music. So we happened to start knowing each other just because Waco, it's kind of like a small city type feel. So especially in the Hispanic community and even more narrowed down the church community.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knew who she was because it was like this kind of like phenom of a child singing, and everyone's like, wow, who is that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, to make a long story short, we started going to the same church, and then we eventually started going to like the same high school, and so kind of from there it just took off.
Now, did you both always know that you wanted to be doing music together?
No, I think her more than I did. Like I always say she rescued my musical career.
Oh, really?
Because although I've always loved music, there for a time frame some years back, I kind of lost my interest in it because of several different things, and I just didn't want anything to do with it. But ever since I've known her, I always knew she would do something. I really did truly. From the moment I first heard her sing, I really believed in her.
Wow.
And so as we started doing music, she kind of convinced me to do it, you know, to help her out and do it with her. And so I just figured, oh, you know, I'll kind of kickstart her career. And once she finds a band, she'll get going, you know?
Right.
But that didn't happen, fortunately for me.
Wow.
Because once we started getting deeper into it, that kind of fire kind of came back for me.
Wow, wonderful. So you basically she was your inspiration, and then the two of you sound like you're a perfect team because you do have the business background for making it happen, and she's obviously very inspired and very much in love with music. So it sounds like you're a really good team together.
Yeah, and it's been quite a journey, you know, but we've really opened up ourselves to perfecting our art and our craft and everything. So and then me going back to your previous question of who mainly writes everything, just of recently we've started to collaborate as far as the songwriting process, but that's for the most part. Usually I come up with like about maybe 80% of the songs, but I've been trying to like get her involved in the process because she comes up with some catchy melodies, things like that. And me as a songwriter, it took me a while to figure out her voice and I guess getting into a female's heart and head to write that way, you know.
Right.
So it's been fun to do that, but I think we're hitting a good stride now and we have good momentum behind us.
Now, the song that we just listened to is Hollywood Outlaw, which has been very successful. Who wrote that one? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so I wrote it.
Did you? Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah. But, you know, it. Every time I write something, I bring it to her. I'm like, okay, you know, so we'll fine-tune it together.
Right.
So I hate to say, well, me, you know, but, you know, yeah, we work well together.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, we need to take a break, but we will be right back, and I'd love to hear more about your story, about your duo, how you guys got started, and what you are looking for in the future with your duo. So we will be right back right after this.
It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Daniel, Do you need a little pick-me-up to get you to the end of your workday or to help you get ready for work? Then I invite you to tune in to Independent Corner on Indie 104. I give you 3 hours of the best up-and-coming independent artists and bands from the U.S. around the world, and from your hometown.
Hey there, everyone. This is Marija of Shadows Talk from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, everyone. This is Morgan from Ravensheart in the UK.
Hey, everyone. This is Michaela from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
So tune in to Independent Corner with me, DJ Daniel, every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on Indie 104, iRadio LA.
Hi, this is Success Coach Cynthia McIntosh. If you could wave a magic wand to make your life anything you wanted it to be, what would that look like? How would it feel? What would be the changes you would see? If you're ready to make those changes and overcome all your obstacles, give us a call. I would love to be part of your success. You can reach us at 866-636-4696, or you can visit our website at successwithmcintosh.com.
The Internet. The new landscape continues to grow, but bad behavior in the world of social media hurts more than you think. Young people affected by online bullying and social isolation often get poor grades, have low self-esteem, skip school, and in some cases are depressed, violent, and even commit suicide. Well, Beyond Differences and I Keep Safe are changing that, providing tools like 10 deep breaths to help teens manage both on land and online. Take anger down a notch and take kindness up. Beyond Differences is a peer-led group dedicated to ending social isolation, offering tools to build healthy relationships online. Learn more at beyonddifferences.org and join others in taking the pledge at wearekindonline.com.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking to Augie from the duo called Queen of Kings out here in Los Angeles. We don't very often get people from Los Angeles, oddly enough, but we did today, and we're really enjoying talking to him. Now, one of the things, Augie, that you said that makes you guys successful is your ambition, and I have to agree with you. So, who is now, do you guys just kind of feed off each other, or is one of you really the one that is the most ambitious and just makes things happen? It sounds more like you're a team.
Yeah, so as a team, we've discovered what we are both individually good at, and I've always said that when it comes to the pure natural talent, she wins that hands down. So I have no problem with that. My job is to accentuate that. So that's how we go about our daily business as far as everything. How can I push that forward? So when it comes to that ambition, I guess you can say I'm extremely ambitious, and I guess I can see the vision. And not that Serena doesn't, but she more like kind of handles her thing, you know, when it comes to music videos, when it comes to photo shoots, when it comes to live shows. When it comes to that, like, she's on, it's game on. So
She's the more creative one.
Well, visually.
Okay. That's interesting.
She's able to articulate our message visually.
Wow.
I'd say better than I can. So I take notes from her on that aspect.
That's really interesting how you're both obviously very artistic, but you're very, very different in your approach and your strengths.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing. So now you have you guys sat down and talked about your vision for the future and exactly what you're working towards? And do you share that vision? Do you know that what you're working towards 5 years down the road? Do you have a big plan all lined up?
Every single day of our lives, and I'm not even exaggerating, every day that, like, our apartment is, if you walk in, you're like, man, these people are crazy. We have like a vision board. We have daily goals. We have our board of what we need to accomplish for the week. We have a board of like separate merchandising projects that we need to, you know, certain numbers we need to hit. all sorts of things. Everything that we surround ourselves with, including our home, is about maximizing and getting ourselves to that goal and that vision. So yeah, we and it's not even an exaggeration. We literally talk and visualize and plan and practice and everything every day.
Wow. Okay, now I know why you're as successful as you are. As a coach, that's what I preach.
Right.
That is wonderful. Now, how did you learn all this process?
Unfortunately, like I said earlier, as far as like my educational background, I didn't get that from that. It wasn't until I moved out here. I mean, yeah, you know, I've known certain things, and I did know some things about business and that sort of thing. But it took for us to move out here to LA to really, I guess, experience what it really takes. And then to really, I guess, if this makes any sense, to really fall on our face, to realize, okay, if we want something else and something different, we have to start doing something different.
Right.
And once I personally decided, you know what, I'm taking full responsibility of not just my musical life, but my personal life. Like, and this happened about 2 years ago, almost right away when we moved here. And I said, you know, I'm not going to make it a single excuse anymore. And I decided to open myself up. Just people started popping in my life, like as simple as, hey, you might want to read this book, or hey, did you hear about that? And since I was so hungry for it, I was like, okay, let's go. And that's another daily habit now that I've picked up, where I read and study for about an hour every day. And it depends on what I feel we need. So if I feel like I need to, if our sales are down, like for example, right now I'm reading a book about how to be a better salesperson.
Right.
Or sometimes I read how to better market ourselves through social media. So it's really just about having that hunger of knowledge, and if we having that hunger to truly want to succeed in our career, and then willing to do whatever it takes.
Right. You know, as a coach, one of the things that I work with people on is, because it can get discouraging, it's a lot of work, and so one of the things that I work with people on is doing exactly what you're talking about and envisioning where you want to be a year from now, and then working backwards and figuring out what you need to do today in order to be there a year from now. And if you work on it one little step at a time, it's not as overwhelming. It's when you look at everything you've got to do all at once to try and get there that it can get very frustrating and very easy to give up, especially when things don't go the way you really had hoped they would. And so as long as you know that you accomplished something each day that's getting you closer to that vision, you feel better about it. You know that you're a little closer today than you were yesterday, and it gives you a lot of hope. And the fact that you can say, you know, because we went through this and we got knocked off our feet, that's what turned my life around. That is really amazing, because I do say that also, that nothing is a failure as long as you learn from it and it makes you stronger. And you have definitely done that with this whole process and learned how to turn all those not necessarily fun experiences and turn them into something very positive, and it has brought you a long way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, honestly, that aspect of being afraid of that, I think it's what keeps a lot of people at home, quote unquote, or from jumping, from taking the leap, you know. But it's really not that bad, you know. So what if you make a mistake or fail? Like, if you're willing to learn from it, to really truly push yourself to the next level, it's so worth it.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And it's actually necessary. You know, anybody who's ever had everything handed to them on a silver platter, you find that they generally, as soon as any little thing goes wrong, they fall apart. So, you know, having the difficulties only makes you stronger, but that's assuming that you look at that as a lesson and learn from it and don't just get discouraged by it and give up. But, you know, when you learn from your problems, they become a real strength. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever gone and listened to the story of how I got started on radio, but it's a lot of the same thing where everything just kind of really fell apart, had cancer issues and this, that, and the other, and just it all led to where I am today, though, and it makes me a much better... I never would be doing what I'm doing today had I not gone through some very difficult situations, and it gives me the empowerment to be able to be very conscious of what other people are going through and very understanding and very compassionate about what they're going through, and at the same time be very strong and say, you know, don't give up. I believe in you, and really mean it, because I've been there.
Right.
And so it's really beautiful to see people that have gone through very difficult situations and come out stronger than they were before. It's always really encouraging when I can hear a story like that.
Definitely.
So where are you guys, what are you guys working? I know you have a lot of projects actually going on right now that you're going to be doing over the next month or so. So
right.
Bringing it home to your current vision just for the next month or so, what do you guys have going on?
Within the next month and a half, we have two songs that we're finishing up. One is called In Red, and the other one is called Alabama. The one for In Red, yesterday we just shot our music video, and then Alabama, we're almost done with it with our producer, and then we'll be also shooting another music video with that one, which I'm super excited, because every time we shoot, our goal is to push ourselves artistically and to put something that we can call some like a beautiful piece of art. So we got that going on. Also too, in the next month, we have a show that we're preparing for at the Viper. And so, you know, although we're a duo band, we do perform with a full band. We have a lead guitarist, a bass player, drummer, I play rhythm, and then of course Serena sings.
Right.
So I always tell people, you know, if you've never seen us live or if you never heard our music, that's okay. Check us out live. I promise you that we will captivate you. We'll entertain you.
And so where are you going to be live that we can go see you in the LA area?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we got that coming up. And then we do have other, we're about to launch another t-shirt project that's already pre-selling. So that's also within the next month and a half, and just constantly writing. We're constantly writing and looking for any spot to play in, acoustic shows to play in, whatever, things like that.
So in the next month we can look forward to seeing a new video coming out.
Yes.
And where will we find that?
So you can find that on our YouTube channel or our website. That's probably the easiest way to link up to everything where we're at. So it's pretty simple. It's just qofkmusic.com. Or if you just type in like on YouTube, Queen of Kings Music, you'll find us. But yeah, that's where you'll find. We're on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, and everything.
Wonderful. And then all your upcoming events are on there as well, your venues that you'll be playing at.
Yeah, so our schedule of shows on our website, our on Facebook, everything. So everything's linked up.
Oh, okay. Good job. Good job. So if you were to tell me what you love most about what you do, what would it be?
I would say it in one word, freedom. The freedom to be able to express ourselves, not just artistically, but with our lives. I feel like if you truly aren't happy with yourself, if you truly aren't free, it doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to fully either attain that or enjoy the journey or be happy. So my favorite thing about everything we've been doing since moving out here is I've truly learned to be free and just be like enjoy the entire ride.
Wow, so, that's powerful. Yeah. That's really powerful. And so what is that, do you say that what makes it really fulfilling to you is the freedom then? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Like, and then because I also understanding what you're doing, you know, like I said, I think a lot of times musicians or artists get into this business without fully realizing what they're doing or what it is that they're asking for, you know, because some people may want to say, you know, I want a hit song, I want to be famous, I want this, I want a successful career. But to truly understand, do you know what that means? Like, truly, like, do you know some of the maybe things you'll have to adjust or things that you have to grow or eliminate? So for me and Serena, we talk about it all the time, like, based upon what our goals are, like, we understand what it takes. We understand that what we have to do, and we understand what this business is all about. So because we do understand that and we know what we're doing, we're good with it. It doesn't matter if other people don't get it or criticize it or whatever. It's okay, as long as we get it, and yeah. We do.
Well, thank you, Augie. That was a perfect example of coaching. That's exactly what coaching is. And you are so right. There are so many musicians that have this dream, and they're going to be up on a stage somewhere, and they're going to listen to a bunch of people screaming and yelling and hollering and telling them how good they are, but they don't think about how it affects their life. They don't think about the price they're going to pay for it. They don't think about the steps they need to take to get there. And it's really important to really think things through and know where you're going and have a real strong vision of where you're going to be and how to get there. And I think you guys, I really think that is your biggest strength.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had anybody on the show that was, I kind of laugh about it because I'm an accountant by trade.
Okay.
And so, yes, I am a list maker, and I am very, very detail-oriented, but I'm also very artistic, and so I'm kind of, you know, I've got both sides going. But usually when I meet an artist, they absolutely hate having to take care of the business aspects of things. So when you said that you've got a business background and you've got a business education, that really surprised me. You don't usually see somebody that's got both.
right. Yeah. And you know, more than just that background, the willingness, I have like the willingness to attack that every day, because I do. And then like our day, every day is completely mapped out. Now every day is not the same thing, of course, and you know, sometimes we do need a break, but we do have the time where we concentrate on not just the music, but also the numbers, also the strategic plan, what's next, the project, the videos, so on and so forth, what's working and what's not. And I think that what's been able to help us is that I truly, truly love that part too.
Yeah, that's a real gift.
Yeah, because it's part of our bigger vision. I see music as being a vehicle for other things too, you know? I really want to, like, my ultimate goal is to really create this brand to be more than just music.
And why is that?
I don't know. It's just who we are. Like, that's just my RM. I don't, you know, why is my skin brown? Or, you know, it's just the way I am, you know? Like, I just love it. And I know that we're capable of it. And it's the kind of life that we want to live. We want to be able to be successful within the art, and then also be able to bring in different sources of income and not just be solely relying on one thing.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't trying to give you a hard time. It's just a lot of times when you ask somebody, you know, what's your goal? And they'll say, well, I want to make $10,000 a month. That's not really a vision. But
right.
you have to break it down for them. And so when they say, well, I want to make $10,000 a month, you say, well, why do you want to make $10,000 a month? Well, because I want to pay my bills. Well, why do you want to pay your bills? Well, because I want my wife happy. Well, why do you know? And by the time it all gets down, when you keep asking why, you'll finally get to the point where you realize what's very important to you and what you're really doing all this for. But not everybody takes the time to do that. So when you said you wanted to get that brand going, that's why I asked why.
Yeah, right.
So, well, we do have to take another break, but we will be back and talk a little bit more to Augie right after this.
More It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh is coming right up.
Standing out in the rain, going insane. Can't believe what you've done. Tell me lies, lies. Took the joy from the ride. Crash me inside. And I know what you hide. Tell me why, why.
With more, It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Thank you, everyone, again for listening to the show. We are talking to Augie from Queen of Kings out of LA today. One of the things that I really admire about you two is your respect for each other and how well you work together. Is that something that you've always had and that comes naturally, or is that something that you've had to really work at and develop together throughout your journey as a duo?
Well, when me and Serena first moved out from Texas to LA, you know, you always hear those stereotypical, you know, stories of, you know, actors or artists or whatever, you know, coming out and being broke and blah blah blah, you know. So when we moved out here, it was literally a cargo trailer of our lives in the truck, and we came out here and went through all of that, you know, went through being homeless to not having any money to, you know, at one point I remember she couldn't even go to a job interview because we didn't have enough to put gas in our vehicle. And for me, that was very humbling, especially from the background and the educational background I came from. And
right,
especially from, you know, you got all these things going on in your head about making your parents proud, wanting to do things for yourself, and then you find yourself in that current situation, and it's extremely challenging, and it's like a gut check, like, okay, what are you gonna do now, you know?
Right.
And for about, I'd say maybe 6 to close to 7 months, it truly was testing for both Serena and I. There were, you know, it wasn't all like, oh, you know, we found this enlightenment, and oh, we're doing this and that, and it really wasn't. It was a gut check, and there was a few times where we said, you know what, I think maybe tomorrow we'll pack up and go back home. But what kept us going is deep down inside, like, we knew, man. Like, we knew, like, we had to be out here. We knew that we had a higher purpose, and we just felt it. And we just, at first, it just takes for you to say, you know what, just hold on. One more day. Just hold on. You know, at the time, we didn't necessarily have the vision in place. We didn't have the contacts in place. But we did have the ability to just hold on for another day.
Right.
And for a while, that's what it seemed like it was, you know, just hold on. And as time went on, you know, we started coming in contact with people who kind of were mentoring us, who kind of were helping us or giving us a word of encouragement. And especially once we start sharing our story, like, people were so willing to help, if nothing else, with encouragement. To hear what we had gone through, to hear why we still were sticking around, and then to see our commitment to our dream and commitment to stick it through and follow through. People respected that and offered us help, offered us encouragement, and it, from there it started. But I mean, you know, if you ever find yourself in a spot where, you know, things are tough, but you really know that that's what you want to do with your life, you know, just be passionate about it still and just press through that day.
Right. Yeah, I think one of the things that really helps get through that is just knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to do. You know, looking back at what's made you the happiest, why it made you happy, and knowing that that's who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. And you're right. You just can't give up. You have to keep doing it, because if you do anything else, you're not going to be happy anyway. If you're not doing what you were put here on earth to do, if you're not doing what's really fulfilling to you, it's just going to be a job, and it's not going to make you happy. So you need to just, like you did, stick it out, knowing that this is what you're supposed to do. No matter how hard it gets, it will get better, because this is where you're supposed to be. And like, as it did for you, it eventually works out.
Right.
And so if you're talking to somebody who's thinking about getting into the music industry, what would be your biggest word of wisdom for them?
Learn everything yourself. You know, a lot of times, even us, when we first started, we thought a manager or a promoter or something is going to help our career, will do the job for us. But no, my biggest advice is learn everything. Become a master student. Learn everything there is to know about the music industry, you know, not just the part of the music, but even in that, you know, learn how to be a badass songwriter, learn how to be a good entertainer, learn what it takes to have that image, you know, what it is to brand yourself. Even if you can't master every single thing, you learn the basics, because that'll go a long way, especially once you start building a team. You know what to look for. You know who you want and who you don't want.
Right. That's very important. So how do you prioritize all that, though? If you're trying to start a music career, and obviously you have to have money coming in from somewhere, so you're probably going to have a job somewhere as well to pay for getting into the music industry, and you need to study. How do you fit that all in?
Simple answer, you just do. You know,
I'm just asking because I know that's what people are thinking.
Well, you know, for example, me, you do have to think about, I guess, when it comes to the job and the, you know, the whole thing about having to have money and this and that. For us, we've learned to live a frugal life, so that way we can take part-time jobs instead of full-time jobs. To be able to have more time for the music. So I'd say that'd be the first start, you know, learning how to budget your own personal life, because there's a lot of things that you can cut out. To be honest, if you really want to succeed in music, you're going to have to give it everything you got and commit yourself fully to it. And we both me and Serena knew that if we're over here having full-time jobs, that kind of defeats the purpose of why we came out here.
Right.
So that was one of the first things that we did is budget what we were doing, like figure out what we can cut out and then go from there, so that we were able to spend more time in the music. And then really our day is prioritized into certain time frames, because you know, you could spend hours on social media if you, really every day if you wanted to, but there's certain time frames, blocks of time where we just focus on that. Okay, and then now it's time to focus on songwriting. So really kind of having a and everybody's going to be different, you know, everybody works a little different, but if you can block out certain times that you're going to work on certain things to keep your momentum going forward each day instead of being stuck on just one thing, I think that's gonna help too.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, is that rather than just saying, okay, today this is what I've got to do, and making a list, it's kind of like when somebody says, hey, hi, it's nice to see you, we should get together for lunch someday. And it never happens, because right. Unless you actually block out the time and set it out, and this is what I'm going to do from this time to this time, this is how much time I'm going to spend on it, and you really lay out your day and treat it professionally instead of just saying, well, sometime today I know I need to sit down and make these phone calls, and sometime today I know I need to sit down and actually read this book and learn how to do this. If you just look at it that way, it's not going to happen. You do really right. need to block that time out and budget your time just as much as you budget your money.
Yep.
So I think that's a really important point. Well, before we go, I wanted to give you a chance again just to let us know where we can find you on the internet and let people follow your career and where you could be playing, where we can go see you live, and just let us know what's going on.
Yeah, so you can find us at our website, qfkmusic.com. From there, you'll be able to find our YouTube, Instagram, and everything else. That'd be the simplest way to go. We will be playing at the Viper Room on April the 13th. That's a Thursday night at 10 p.m. And so if you're in the area, want to come check us out, I promise you'll have a good time.
That sounds fun.
And then we have a few other acoustic shows coming up later next month. But yeah, I think that's qfkmusic.com. You'll find us, stay in contact with us. And one of the biggest things that we preach about with us is we really see our fan base, right, and even ourselves as family. So that's what we call them or call us, is just family. So we always welcome everybody into our family.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. There was a lot of good information there, and I hope a lot of our listeners learned from your experiences. And I can't thank you enough for being on the show. I really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck. And yes, we look forward to coming out and seeing you at the Viper.
Well, thank you for having us once again, and it means a lot, and had a lot of fun sharing our experiences with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your story with us, and it was a real pleasure to talk to you. And I hope that those of you who are listening have found an encouragement and inspiration. Being a performing artist is not always easy, and sometimes it can be very discouraging. And so I hope that listening to Augie and what he had to share is inspiring and will give you the empowerment to achieve what you're trying to achieve. And that he did share a lot of powerful tools with us today. As a coach, I really do believe that it's absolutely imperative, if you are going to succeed, that you sit down and create a vision for yourself and set a game plan, create a blueprint for your success. And Augie's success has proven that to be true. Hopefully this has inspired you and given you some direction on doing the same for yourself. Augie's story is an example of determination, putting yourself with the right people, creating a vision, staying focused on that vision, reminding yourself on a daily basis what your vision is and what you're going to be doing towards that vision, taking little steps every single day to achieve that vision, and really going after it. It can be done, and we're here to help you. If you need help creating your dreams, please give us a call. You can reach us at 866-636-4696, or you can visit us on our website at successwithmackintosh.com. You will find links there to previous radio shows. There are tools there to help you. But we would love to be part of your success, so feel free to contact us. Again, our number is 866-636-4696, or you can find us at successwithmackintosh.com. Thank you again for listening to the show. We hope you enjoyed it and that it was encouraging and gave you some ideas. Have a wonderful week. Never give up. Don't quit reaching for the stars, and we'll see you here next week on It's a Crazy World.